Would you turn to Matthew 24, please? In verse 3. Now he, Jesus, sat on the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when all these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" Now he's talking about the end of age of grace. Now we have talked about grace already, and we explained that when we cry out for mercy, that's God's consideration. We're asking God to consider us. So when we say, "Lord, have mercy upon me," we're saying, "God, consider me." And the world was saying, "Lord, consider us." And then the Bible says that Jesus came in the fullness of grace and truth. Now grace is a representation of God's plan and action. It was the plan that God gave me and you to come out and make way of escape. Is everybody with me? See, so the Spirit of grace carries the will of God, the plan of God, for you to escape from the entanglements and affairs of this world and to come out from the world of judgment. Are you with me? Now we know that grace is a representation of co-labor with the Spirit of God. It's also a representation of holding back God's judgment, isn't it? It's also a representation of God's favor. Amen. The Bible says that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. And he's talking about that the end of the age of grace, where God no longer is holding back judgment, where he's no longer holding back the powers of darkness. There's a time. See, the body of Christ is held together by the Spirit of grace. By grace you are saved. Now you got to understand something. That does not give you a legal right to go out and serve the devil and expect to make it home. He said, by grace you are saved. The reason why you are saved by grace is because grace carries the will of God. And anyone who doesn't practice the will of God will not get into heaven. Amen? Because you're not cooperating with the Spirit of grace. Whew. In verse 4, and Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you." That no one deceives you. "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ.'" Many come and say, "I'm a believer." "It will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. And these are the beginning of sorrows." Let me tell you, we are in the beginning of sorrows. And we're almost done. It says the next thing that's going to come about is what? "And they will deliver you up to" what? "Tribulation." Tribulation. And then after that, great tribulation. Now I want you to know that we are already in the beginning of sorrows and almost completed. And he said that nation will come against nation. That's ethnic. That's ethnic. And kingdom against kingdom. I want you to understand something, that the Lord gives us things to expose the enemy. And we must be one step ahead of him, or we fall into his trap. The Bible says that the Spirit guides us to all truth and tells us things to come. And he's given us this message to let you know where we are at right now today, and what's about to get worse. Are you with me? Why? Because he wants us to be prepared and not get caught up in it. Amen? Now, what I want to talk about today, because there is a spirit that hinders the body of Christ. And we all want to cooperate with the character of Christ, don't we? Amen? Now, there's something that the Lord said. It says that he is no respecter of person, is he? Amen? He does not look upon how a person's appearance is. He looks upon the heart, doesn't he? So what he does is he begins to expose the heart of the person so they know where they are at, because he already knows where they're at. Amen. And the Lord gave us a word for the year of 2007. He said it would be the year of the potter's wheel, because he was going to put his church on the potter's wheel, bring it through deliverance, because he's coming. Are you with me? Oh, hallelujah. Now, in this arena where God is trying to bring us, there is a spirit called hypocrisy. And I want to talk about the spirit of hypocrisy, because that spirit does not cooperate with the character of Christ, does it? Amen? Would you turn to Matthew 23 while we're here? Oh, hallelujah. In verse 10, Matthew 23 and verse 10, you only got to turn one chapter back. Hopefully you're there right now. Hoo-wee. Do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ, the anointing. Hello. The Bible says that the anointing teaches you, and you know all things. See, but if you're not cooperating with the anointing, who's also associated with the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of grace, hello, who carries the will of God, you're not going to know all things. See, already within you, you know all things. The whole thing is whether we're cooperating or we're tapping into the arena where he's at. See, he already came where we were at. Now we got to go where he's at. Amen? That's why the Spirit of grace brings us where? Where he's at. In verse 11, but he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. He said something very powerful, and he exposes the spirit. Hypocrites. He says, you hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. He says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive greater condemnation. He calls them hypocrites. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte. And when he is won, you make him twice as much as a son of hell as yourselves. That's religion. That's what God looks upon about religion. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing. But whoever swears by the gold of the temple, now come on, look at this. You talk about a servant of money? He is obliged to perform it. Verse 17, fools and blind. For which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing. But whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore, who swears by the altar swears by it and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits on it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and truth and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Wow. That was a miracle. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion, and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inwardly are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanliness. Even so you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Because you blind the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous, and say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore you are witnesses against yourself that you are sons of those who murder the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your father's guilt. Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Hypocrites. It is called the spirit of hypocrisy. Now I want you to know that it is rampant tremendously right now. Tremendously. Pretending to be one who is not. Is everybody with me? Come on, you've been around them. They claim to be believers, but you know that they're not. Because the word believe means to follow. Amen? Then they try to promote their own doctrine, which is nothing but a doctrine of men misinterpreted by the spirit of error and brings people into bondage instead of freedom. The spirit of hypocrisy or a hypocrite. They wear masks, a display of godliness to get praise of people, but are blinded to the truth themselves. Come on, are you with me? Oh, hallelujah. Go to Matthew 6. Oh, hallelujah. Hypocrites, the spirit of hypocrisy. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. In Matthew 6, starting at verse 1, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you when? Openly. You know, there are many believers who come to church. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. They pray in the spirit. They lift their hands. They do a little sidestep. The problem is they're sidestepping all week long. And they come and they ask for things and so forth. But yet, you know what? If you were to check their income and check how much they've tithed, you'd find that they are hypocrites. Because a hypocrite is a user, not a giver. But they think they give. Because that spirit of hypocrisy blinds an individual. Oh, yes. I'm a good Christian. Oh, hallelujah. That's not what the truth is. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you what? Openly. He's going to reward you what? Openly. See, the thing is not to expose your good deeds before men. God knows. Amen? Everything that we do, we're to bring glory to God. So that should be a part of a Christian's life no matter what. You should always be doing good deeds. Amen? But we're not to exploit in the arena where we're promoting ourselves and every time we do a good deed. Amen? And you should not expect a reward every time you do a good deed. For some of us, it's about time you did a good deed. Hallelujah. In Romans 12. Oh, hallelujah. Spiritual hypocrisy. The spirit of hypocrisy. In Romans chapter 12, remember, nation will come against nation. In verse 6. Romans 12 and verse 6. Is everybody there? Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them in prophecy, and let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use in our ministering, he who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberty, he who leads with diligence, and he who sows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without what? Hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. You know, let me tell you what also hypocrisy is. When somebody does something for you, they come and they say, man, you know, I'll tell you, no problem. I won't ask for anything, but you know what they do? That's a spirit of hypocrisy. See, because they're actually manipulating and they're being manipulated by the spirit of hypocrisy and don't even know it. They come to offer help, yet within, they're expecting a reward. Are you with me? It's called his spirit of hypocrisy or a hypocrite. Because they speak one thing, but yet their heart is intended for something else. Come on, let's keep going. It says, cling to what is good. Abhor what is evil and cling to what is... Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, and bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the what? Same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he thirsts, give him drink. For in so doing, you heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with what? With good. See, the spirit of hypocrisy always has another agenda. It's got its own. Hello. I want to talk about a spirit of hypocrisy, which is a hypocritical spirit, and it's called bigotry. It's called bigotry. It's prejudiced. Look at the organization. Let me tell you, it promotes hatred. It promotes self. It's associated with jealousy, lying, and pride. You know, when I was a young child, and I used to hear this stuff, people judging people by color or by race or whatever. It's called hypocrite. And it's happening right now. That's what nation against nation is. It's larger and bigger than ever before. And it's rising higher and higher and higher. Everyone in this room was brought up with it in one way or another. And it didn't even have to be with race or color. It had to be with wealth or poor. Hello? There was some sort of hypocrisy or bigotry involved somewhere along that line that every one of us was brought up with. And once you come to Christ, that should be gone. And if you're still dealing with that, you better get rid of it. God does not judge by anything else but by the heart. It's amazing because, you know, I was watching something the other day, and they had interview about some of the damaging things in this country and so forth. You know, if you step back, look at what they call terrorist group. There are religions that are a bunch of hypocrites. They speak love but promote death. They promote hatred. Look at the KKK. Do you remember the Ku Klux Klan? It's supposed to be a bunch of white boys. Promoting Christianity. But you know what they were promoting? Hatred. They were no different than the terrorists. And they're in this country. But behind all of this, the spirit of hypocrisy is Satan's kingdom. See, so we've got to come beyond by looking at the individual and start going after the devil that's promoting it. The terrorist group all over the world believe that they're actually doing something for God. And they don't have any idea that it's the serpent they serve. Bunch of hypocrites. And then they want to kill you if you don't believe in what they believe in. Oh, that's love. That's freedom. That's a hypocrite. Are you with me? Nation against nation, it's not getting any better. It's going to get worse. You can sense the anger and hatred in the air. Look at more road rage. People still holding grudges, claiming to be believers and can't forgive one another. That's a hypocrite. Oh, hallelujah. Again, it's associated with jealousy, lying, and pride. Hypocrite. Praise God. Is everybody all right? Turn to Job 36. Job 36. You know, we'd think that this country would be beyond this by now. Job 36. You'd think at least a believer would be beyond this by now. In verse 5, would you read it with me? Starting to, behold, God is mighty. Come on, read it with me. But despises what? No one. He is mighty in strength of understanding. He does not preserve the life of the wicked, but gives justice to the oppressed. He does not withdraw his eyes from the righteous, but they are on the throne with kings. For he has seated them forever, and they are exalted. If they are bound in fetters, held in the cords of affliction, then he tells them their work and their transgressions, that they have acted defiantly. He also opens their ear to instruction and commands that they turn from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity. If they obey and serve him, they shall, okay, and their years in what? In pleasure. And if they do not obey, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without what? Knowledge or revelation. But the what? Hypocrites in heart store up what? Wrath. They do not cry for help when he blinds them. They die in youth, and their life ends among the perverted persons. But he delivers the poor in their affliction and opens their ears in oppression. Oh, hallelujah. Hypocrites in heart. They sit and talk with you. They eat with you. They pretend that they're your friend. But within their heart, they have their agenda. They have their own agenda. And it's not according to the will of God, because we're not to have an agenda. Hello? We're to be surrendered in every area. We're not to judge people by race, color, or creed, or anything else. We're to judge them by their fruit. It has nothing to do where anyone's come from. It's where we're going. Oh, hallelujah. And Galatians chapter 2. Spiritual hypocrisy. Bunch of religious demons. That's what they are. Galatians chapter 2. Oh, hallelujah. Backbiters, gossipers, busybodies. They're hypocrites, trying to promote their own agenda and their own will. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 11, please. Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed. Now this is Paul going after Pete. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. Now Paul was saying that, listen, Peter was eating with the Gentiles, okay? Everything was cool. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. So he began to walk away from the Gentile and began to eat back with the Jew. When he was sent to the Gentile, and Paul was catching him on this spirit of hypocrisy. And the rest of the Jews also played the what? Hypocrite with him. Now these were all saved believers who are now separating themselves and causing division within the body of Christ because one was a Jew and one was a Gentile. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. Even brother Barnabas got sucked up into it. Oh, it's catchy. That serpent loves to bite everybody and implant its venom. It's a producer of religion, hypocrisy, pride, and lying. But on the contrary, when they saw that the gospel... Oh, wait a minute. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, hello, I said to Peter before them all, if you being a Jew live in the manner of Gentiles and not as the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews? We who are Jews by nature are not sinners of the Gentiles. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners. Is Christ therefore a minister of sin? Certainly not. For if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, died to the law that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for righteousness comes through the law. Then Christ died in vain. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you works and works miracles among you. Does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham. Now listen, this is powerful. Because he began to share with them, you know what? You're not a Jew. You're not a Gentile. You are Christ. You are Christ. I'm telling you right now. And you know, I'm not against any denominations or anything to that degree. But there are organizations that tell you, look, if you don't worship on the Saturday, you're going to hell. That is nothing but a hypocrite. And underneath the law. And because they bring the people under the law, they put them in bondage. And the Bible says if you can't obey all the laws, you are guilty. If you can't obey one of them, you can't obey them all. You're guilty of all of them, right? That's hypocrites. That's a hypocrite. You are not under the law anymore. You are in constant relationship. You are not under the bondage of the Sabbath. You are in relationship with him as the Sabbath. because Sabbath is the day of rest. Are you with me? So you are in relationship with the rest. That's why Jesus said, come to me, all you heavy laden and burdens, and learn from me. Yoke yourself with me, not with this law that you can't even fulfill. You call yourself a believer yet, but you are a hypocrite. Because you bring people into bondage instead of freedom. I'm telling you, that spirit of hypocrite tramples the blood of Christ. Because it says it can do something better than the price he paid. Are you with me? Oh, hallelujah. And that's a promoter of what? Pride. Amen. Manipulating, lying. It's all part of the spirit of hypocrisy. And it's increasing more and more. And you must judge your fruits as you begin to, as it begins to try to manipulate itself into your life. Because he will. Or if he's still in your life, you need to get rid of him. Oh, hallelujah. Job 27. The employment section. Praise God. Prison is rampant with the spirit of hypocrisy. Prisons. Look at the hypocrisy even right now through this country. You've got all kinds of individuals in ethnic groups. One here, one here, one here. They're all over the place. And actually, they're fighting one another. There are gangs that are fighting one another over territories. Because they're motivated by the spirit of hypocrisy. Are you with me? It promotes hatred. I'm telling you, it promotes hatred. And we must destroy it. But first, we must expose it. Job 27. Is everybody there yet? Praise God. Verse 6. My righteousness, would you read it with me? My righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me as long as I live. May my enemy be like the wicked, and he who rises up against me like the unrighteous. For what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he may gain much, if God takes away his life? Woo. So yeah, he gains a lot, but he ain't going to have a good life. He may have a lot of materialism, but he ain't going to have a good life. Will God hear his cry when trouble comes upon him? Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call on God? I will teach you about the hand of God. What is with the might Almighty I will not conceal. Surely all of you have seen it. Why then do you behave with the complete what? Nonsense. He says that the spirit of hypocrisy is nonsense. It is nonsense. Bigotry is nonsense. Prejudice is nonsense. It promotes hatred, jealousy, lying, and pride. And it's getting worse. And we as believers need to be the example of pure love. Of pure love. Holding nothing against anyone, no resentments or judgment. Because we've all fallen short. Oh, hallelujah. Nonsense, he calls us. James 3. Hallelujah. Just a simple, quick teaching today. Bring revelation of the ploy of the enemy. Glory to God. James chapter 3. Oh, yes. James chapter 3. Is everybody there? Good. Verse something. 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by what? Good conduct. Hallelujah. That his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and what? Demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without what? Hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who what? Make peace. So we see that this spiritual hypocrisy is associated with demonic wisdom. It's demonic wisdom. Hello? Go to Titus. Titus somewhere. Titus 1. There's something in here. I know it. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 10, in chapter 1, it says, for there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers. They should just put hypocrites. Especially those of the circumcision. Whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not, for the sake of dishonest gain. That is a hypocrite. One of them, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in faith. What's he doing? Removing them away from what? Hypocrisy. He's exposing that spirit. Rebuke them what? Sharply. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and conscience are defiled. They profess to know God. They profess to know God. They make vows and covenants but can't fulfill them. They make promises of what they're going to do and can't fulfill them because they're bound by the spirit of hypocrisy. They profess to know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. That spirit of hypocrisy will prevent an individual from becoming the example of Christ. It prevents an individual from walking in the character or cooperating with the character of Christ. It's always holding on to its own agenda. Is everybody with me? 1 Peter 1. It's got a false belief system. Warped mind. All associated with demonic activity. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 22, would you read it with me? Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, through the spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but what? Incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is what? Grass. And all the glory of a man is the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Continue. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the what? That the Lord is what? Gracious. Oh, hallelujah. Man is nothing but grass. It's amazing how people think that they're somebody when they're nothing. Now, let me tell you something. God makes you look good. But we're still boneheads. Hello. God makes you look good. Praise God. He gives us encouragement, doesn't he? Amen. But hypocrisy will take advantage of everything. That spirit of hypocrisy will promote its own beliefs and will die for them. But it can't yield to the truth because truth would set it free. Hello. Go to Psalm 28. Oh, glory. Yes, they profess to know God. You know, even the Lord called them hypocrites. He said, you come and worship me with your mouth, but your heart's not even towards me. I'm telling you, there are people who worship God with their hands in their pocket and look around the room. Oh, 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 oh. See, there's really no fellowship. It's religion. That spirit of hypocrisy will keep you from a fellowship. And it's who you know who gets you home, not what you know. Hello. It's like you better know, don't worry about what number cab it is. You better find out what the cab driver is. And Psalm 28, start at verse 1, please. To you I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Do not be silent to me. Lest you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry to you, when I lift up my hands towards your holy sanctuary. Do not take me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, who speak peace to their neighbors, but evil is in their what? Hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them according to the work of their hands. Render them what they deserve, because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. Wow. They are two-faced, aren't they? Hello. They're two-faced. They tell you what you want to know, but do something else. They are double-minded. They also try to control. And if you look at some of these false religions and so forth, their whole purpose is to bring people into bondage of control, don't they? Amen? Our relationship with the Lord is out of love. Amen. God puts us in fellowships to expose the enemy so we can desire to do the right thing. Nobody got paid to come here, did you? Praise God, I couldn't afford it anyways. But that would be a hypocrite, wouldn't it? Do you know that many of the businesses and some of these religions, You know how they get you in their organization? Come on, we'll give you money for your business. Just join us. So what's their faith in? Money. But they profess to know God. But there hasn't been one healing or miracle in their organization since it started. The only miracle that manifests is when someone comes out and finds Jesus. That's a miracle. Because they get born again. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5. Oh, hallelujah. Start at verse 1. Is everybody okay? Would you read it with me? Oh, hallelujah. Let me tell you what another hypocrite is. Somebody says that agrees with the scripture that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, but doesn't heal today. That's a hypocrite. Because they profess to know God, but they speak of another Jesus. That's a hypocrite. That the gifts are not for today. That's a hypocrite. Why? Because they have the Word of God before them, but they seem to like tear that page out of the Bible. I read the Bible through and through. Then why aren't you baptized in the Holy Ghost yet? Because I'm a hypocrite. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Hypocritical, get in the river and die. Glory to God. See, because they're bound by their own belief, they can't get free. Do you understand that? That's a hypocrite. But yet they want to tell everybody about the bondage of Jesus. But yet they profess that he sets them free, but they bring him in the bondage. The Bible says truth sets a person free. Is everybody with me? Who the Son sets free is free indeed. But Jesus said, I am the way, truth, hello, and life. Oh, hallelujah. Start at verse 1. Therefore be what? Imitators of God as dear children. Now that's powerful. Be what? Imitators of what? God. Did God raise the dead? Did he lay hands on the sick? Did he cast out a devil? That settles it. Everybody can go home. Verse 2. Some of you are all getting ready to get out of here. What's the matter with you? Some of you almost got up. Better repent. You hypocrite. Come on. Verse 2. And walk in what? Love. As Christ also has loved us and given himself for us as an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Boy, let me tell you, a hypocrite stinks. Not a sweet swelling, smelling aroma. A sweet swelling aroma. But fornicators and all uncleanliness of covetousness, let it not even be named among you as it is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting but rather giving of thanks. For this you know that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of God, of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be what? Partakers with him when we don't want to. And I want to close it. 2 Timothy 3. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you all right? Are we going to kick butt on that devil? Yeah. Amen. Start at verse 2. Would you read it with me? This is definitely this chapter right here is definitely a definition of a hypocrite. Read it with me. For men will be what? Lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of what? Having a form of what? Oh, yeah, man, I read 4 chapters a day, but I'm still not free. I ain't going there. Hallelujah. Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, telling everybody how they ought to do it but can't do it themselves, yes. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. From such people, what? Turn away. And don't fellowship with them. You know why? Listen, if you fellowship with them, then you promote that spirit. Then what you're saying to God is, oh, it's okay, Lord. And you're denying Jesus' character. The Bible says expose these things so people can get free. And you don't go by exposing them, telling, you hypocrite! Even though you'd like to. Believe me, I get people stand and talk in front of me. There's sometimes when I'm like, Lord, let me have it. Come on, just let me say it, please. You hypocrite. Don't tell me one thing and go behind my back and do another. Spirit knows all things. Let me tell you, I thank God he uses double ducking tape on my mouth. Hallelujah. Verse 6. For of this sort are those who creep into households carrying the spirit of hypocrite and make captives of men and women, loaded down with sins, led away with various lusts, false promises, and deception. Always learning. Oh, man, they can read scripture inside and I'll tell you the page number. But never able to come to the knowledge of truth because they are not free. Now, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith, but they will what? Progress no further. Wow. For their folly will be manifest to all as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecution, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and what? Imposters, that means hypocrites because they're imposters, will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And to God be the glory. Now, if you've been associated with this spirit at all, ever in your life, if you have not severed yourself from that spirit, he still lingers in you. Are you with me? Now, you may be prejudiced of anything. You may be prejudiced of skinny people, fat people, healthy people. You may be prejudiced in any area. You may be prejudiced. Now listen, a hypocrite is also envious. It's also, so to say, like I said, jealousy. Because the Bible says that we should be content in all things. Amen? Yeah, well, you don't know what's his name gets. I don't understand it. Why does she or he get more than me? See, if you're not obedient to the word, you're a hypocrite. Hello? And we want to get rid of this stinky demon that infiltrates the body of Christ and plants corruptible seeds. It has no place here. None whatsoever. We're to walk in purity of love. Forgiving, letting go, and letting God. Not preaching or telling someone something that you're not walking. That's a hypocrite. Not doing something for a reward, but doing it for Him. People who labor unto themselves are hypocrites. They have their own agenda. They go to work because they're thinking about the car they want to buy. They go to work because they're thinking about the house they want to buy. They go to work and never think about expanding the kingdom. They save their money for retirement while people are starving. That's a hypocrite and a half. You and I don't own nothing. I borrowed underwear I have on today. I don't own nothing. Now, they're not used. So, Daddy let me get them brand new. You and I don't own nothing. And never think that you do. Because when Jesus says give it up, you better give it up. People are fighting for what they've worked for because they worked for out of the wrong motive. Then they end up trying to hold on to everything. That's a hypocrite. They tell you one thing and do something else. You can never trust them. They want to be a part of the body, but they can never show up. They claim on how God uses them, but they never come to church. That's a stinking hypocrite and a half. I better not go any further. Let's get our hearts ready for communion. Why I let the Spirit of grace come in here. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just take this opportunity and we ask for your forgiveness of associating with this spirit of hypocrisy. Now, Lord, we take authority and we bind that spirit. Every one of us in here. Lord, we bind that spirit of hypocrisy. We break that spirit of hypocrisy that's come down our ancestors and try to enter into us in the name of Jesus. We break and loose ourselves from every soul tie associated with the spirit of hypocrisy in the name of Jesus. And we command every corruptible seed that's been imparted in us of the spirit of hypocrisy, bigotry, to wither and die in Jesus' name. And breaking loose ourselves, casting those spirits out right now, and leaving this building and going back right now. I'm binding these spirits of hypocrisy. I'm sending you right now to the place where the angels are bound till judgment in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask that you will flood this place. Flood this place, Papa, with purity of heart, of mind. not looking on and laboring on or concerned about the things and the affairs of this world, but looking and laboring on to you with a pure heart, willing to do your will and to die for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, Lord, prepare us to have communion with you right now. And if there's anything else that's hindering anyone in this room, Lord, expose it, that they can get rid of it and grab you with both arms instead of one. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.